offering this evening may be a sign of a life-threatening condition. Do not receive Botox Cosmetic if you have a skin infection. Side effects may include allergic reactions, injection site pain, headaches, eyebrow, eyelid drooping, and eyelid swelling. Tell your doctor about your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, and medications, including botulinum toxins, and these may increase the risk of serious side effects. So give that Just Saw a Puppy look, and whatever that look is, look like you with fewer lines. See results at Botox. Meet the Ninja Foodie Pressure Cooker with Tender Crisp technology. The best of pressure cookies and air frying are now in one pot. The Ninja Foodie has Tender Crisp technology. These foods are crispy and juicy on the inside. You may never need another appliance ever again. The Ninja Foodie Pressure Cooker. Pressure cooker that crisps.
This is Lulu and Lobo.
Oh, it's back!
The Woo Woo Monster! No, no!
Come on, man!
All clear. I went home.
Deep breath, deep breath, deep breath.
Talk to a home mortgage consultant or apply online. This is your way home. This is Wells Fargo.
Hello?
Hey, some exciting news.
Hello.
It's the launch of my brand new
podcast. Yes. Hello, Mr. Cameron.
Inside
hello, hello. Are you
hello,
hearing
hello.
Me?
Hello. Yes, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. Ezra is hearing you.
Is Mr. Christian?
Yes.
No, this is Ezra.
This is Christy.
Still, did you play the intro music or just you should just go ahead? Studio, are you hearing me?
Trump once again turned on the curve. A lot of sand. They've got a lot of sand over there.
No, it's okay to go ahead. Okay to go ahead.
Right, this is the Clarendon Connection with the Pastor Rowan Karen here, and we have our special guest today, this evening, the principal of the Kellett High School. He's no other than Mr. Textel Christy. Kellett High School is celebrating their 50th anniversary with a host of activities taking place. And we just want to run through some of them, and then Mr. Christy will go in details. Good evening, Mr. Christy. How are you, sir?
Good evening. I am so
honored
to be here. Right.
Yes, sir. We see where Kellett is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Under the theme 50 and Determined.
Right.
We see a lot of activities has been taking place. Some are going to be happening tomorrow and further on. And I have a list here. Let me just run down what I have, and then you will be prepared to go into details with them. Like on the 8th of September, the 50th anniversary launch service was at the Miracle Cathedral, New Testament Church of God in Kellett. Tomorrow, the 17th of October, will be the 50th anniversary awards function for community stakeholder, and this will take place at Kellett High School tomorrow. December the 9th to the 13th will be the 50th anniversary homecoming. It will be a week of activities, and the venue will be Kellett High School. And then on the 13th of December, we will have the crowning of Miss Kellett High 2019, and that is a mammoth event, and this will be communicating the homecoming, and the venue will be Kellett High School. And then February goes into next year, February 27, 2020, will be the 50th anniversary award function for present staff members. Then October 15, 2020 will be the 50th anniversary appreciation ceremony for past staff members, and this will be at the Kellett site. So it's a list of activities for the 50th anniversary. So, Mr. Christie, just go in details and tell us some of the good things that are happening at Kelly's Eye. And we want to tell, remember, you have been heard in Japan as you speak. You have been heard in Cayman. You have been heard in Canada. All over. This is the Current and Connection. Go ahead, Mr. Christie.
Yes, Kelly's Eye School is at this time, as we said, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the school since 1970. And the school is doing very well. We, as you list out some of the events that will be taking place throughout the school year, and those things we are looking forward to. Now, as you said, the church service, which was Sunday, September the 8th, at Miracle Cathedral, that one has launched the whole celebration for the whole year, running to December 2020. And tomorrow, the stakeholders. Now, the stakeholders, these are contributors to the school. We have past students, we have the PTA, we have the community, the business community, business members, we have our political directorates too, who have made a lot of contribution to the school. And we want to recognize persons for their contribution to the school. So tomorrow, we're starting at 1 p.m., we will, that function will celebrate, honor these persons who have made mammoth contribution and moderate contribution also to the school. Contribution, not only monetary, but value, time, and effort towards the upbuilding of Kelly's Eye School and the staff and students of Kelly's Eye School. We are also planning a homecoming. You mentioned that homecoming. That is an event that we are looking forward to. Going to be a lot of activities, and we hope to start this one with a church service on December the 8th at 9. That will be at the Church of God in Kelly's. And starting the week, we're going to be having a marching band right through the town of Kelly's, and we'll be marching through. And we're going to have a lot of activities reflecting on past students, what the school was like back then, compared to now, and all that. Teachers, administrators, all kind of persons and their contribution we'll be reflecting on. We'll have the open day too. Now the open day, it will be reflecting the school's present situation. Presently, the school has a lot of skill areas that we are working towards. And that is one of the highlights of Kelly's Eye School right now. We are trying to have as many skill areas as possible to see if we can help our students to achieve their fullest potential. And we have some that we're about to start. Now, we have that open day, we will get a chance to showcase the various departments, and all the departments on that day will have an opportunity to showcase to the public what we are doing here at Kelly's Eye School. We have the mathematics department, the languages department. We also have the science department. The science department has much to demonstrate. We have the humanities areas. And then we have the skill areas, the home economics. In that area, we started a new course last year. It's named Floral Arrangement. And that one is doing very well. This will be the second year for Floral Arrangement. And management. All these areas will have lovely displays of the work of our students and the capacity of Kellett's High School. The engineering department, too. Last year we started auto mechanics. So we're in the second year this year with auto mechanics. We have technical drawing and we have building. This year, we're looking at City and Guilds is going to start some new areas. So we're looking at like masonry. Masonry is a specific course in the building area. So masonry, we're looking at that. Last year, we started welding. So we have all of these areas that we are going to be showcasing come open day, which is a part of the whole celebration for homecoming. So we're looking forward with anticipation. And just to give you an idea of open day, last year we invited all the primary schools over 2 days to come in and to look at our demonstrations, and they were so overjoyed to see what we are doing there at Kellett's that they have made a commitment that they will come back this year for...
All right, hold on, Mr. Christie. So many good things have been happening in Kellett's, but in terms of socially, we see, I think you had a visit recently by the Custos Rotolorium for the parish of Clarendon, the Honorable Bill Shaguri. You want to talk about that visit and what he has done?
Yes. And it has been an historic event for us at Kellett's High School. Custos Rotolorum, Shaguri, he visited the school and he was really pleased with what we are doing, and especially in the skill areas. He spoke about the skill areas and, you know, the focus that we should continue to sharpen our focus in that area for the development of skills in the community. So it was an historic event. We were very pleased to have him visiting us. And he, on his visit, he left $100,000 for development of the school, to help the classroom, or the class in particular, that is doing very well. So we have that. He has also assisted and helped us in advising us in some areas where we can improve. So on all, the visit was a building one historic. The school has never had a visit from a Custos, and, you know, it was really good for Kellett's High School. We were really happy for that moment. So that was a really momentous event.
Yes, and I am sure, you know, so many other good things did happen even earlier and in the year. Ricky, you want to talk about how you managed to get the well needed transportation for the school?
Yes, that was a journey. We always refer to the journey to get the bus. Yes, so to get the school bus, now we have a school bus. And it is a blessing. It really has assisted, helped the school in many areas. Now, the area that benefits the most is the area of sporting. Now that we're going on our Custos Cup match, netball match, on all these matches, it helps tremendously. Also, for field trips and so forth. But the journey to get the bus, it was a challenging one. And I must hail the teachers and students of Kelly School. Persons have really put their shoulder into it. This bus, at the end of the, at the beginning of getting, of trying to attain this bus, we were looking at something like $9 million. And by the time we actually get the bus, it costs us near $13 million. So it has been a challenge, but I want to thank the Member of Parliament, Mr. Horace Daly, who he actually assisted us with $5 million as part of that bus. So he's the one who gave us the energy, and we were able to have a lot of fundraising events. And I must say that the PTA has made a very big contribution towards the whole activities, doing fundraisings and things like those. The teachers, we had every grade had a target, and they worked towards achieving their targets by selling jerk things. Some sold various things. I remember we also went to the festival by Bullet Mountain, and we were part of that. I cannot leave out the community. The community has been very supportive. And on one occasion, a few of the teachers and some students went into the market to sell items, and the Eagles there were so supportive. They actually leave a space for them and gave them the opportunity to sell. You know, that was so kind of them. They contributed in their own little way. So it was a tremendous effort on the part of everyone. But we did pull through, and we got the bus. And now it is a blessing to the school and to the community, because now community members can get to hire the bus too. The school will use it, and the community members can hire it too. So that is why
So now you're saying the school has a bus, you're saying the MP donated $5 million also, yes, to the PTA and the teachers and the market people. It was, yes, a whole community,
community
effort that was able to get this bus.
Yes, yes, it's an effort. And I must say, you know, I have to mention the police, the Crossville police. They have been so instrumental. Even now, sometimes we still leave the bus by the police station, and they will, you know, give an eye for us. So everybody gave their little contribution in their way. We are so happy for the bus. It is a blessing for the school and for the community.
Right, so we can say that then that Kellett High School is advancing in the proper direction.
Yes, definitely.
But tell us now, Mr. Christie, some of the challenges that you are presently facing at the school. Let the world know what you're facing at Kellett.
Yes, there's a lot of challenges. And it is good for us to reflect on them. As we know, the upgraded high schools, we don't get enough money from the ministry to really carry out everything that we would like to do. But one of the major challenges we have right now, we're trying to complete a play field that we can play football and other things on. We're trying to finish a play field, and it is a challenge because it's a very expensive venture, and we have to get some technical direction on the matter. So we have to seek corporate help to try to get this play field completed. So that one is a big one that will pop out at us right there. But even in the on the school compound, and for the play field, we actually started removing some of the soil. It is leveled to a point, but we still have a lot to do because it has to be leveled and catch the angles and all that we can actually play on it. So there's a lot of work left to be done. We have done a lot of work already. So that is a major challenge. But over by the school, we continue to have little challenges here and there. Presently, we have a retaining wall because one of the buildings is having a breach. So we want to build a retaining wall. It's about 30 feet long. And that might cost somewhere in about $400,000. That we're going to need that. Other challenges too is that there are some equipment that we're going to need. Industrial stoves, industrial deep freeze. We need a generator because especially during this season with the rain and lightning and all that, we lose electricity quite frequently. So we are going to need a generator. So the cash, it doesn't give us that latitude. So we have to seek stakeholders' support. Our challenges also lie in the social challenges of our children. Recently, we had a visit from the National Education Inspectorate, and one of the major areas they have of concern is the absence and late of our students. So they have shown that if a child is not present, they will not benefit from the programs that we have there at school. So we really are grappling with how we can help some of the vulnerable ones, some of these financial challenges and other challenges. We continue to grapple with these challenges as we see right now.
So you're saying some of the challenges that you have immediately is that you need $400,000 for a wall. The kitchen is in need of an industrial stove, and there's also a need for a generator.
Yes.
Right, and we're seeing anybody out there who want to help and donate to the Kellett's High School. Call up Mr. Christie. Mr. Christie, tell them your number so that they can call and tell them the school number. Give an email address. Give them all the info about the school. People are listening and they will help. This is the kind of connection.
Yes, right. Let me give it. My number is 452-0718. And the school's number is 966-8010 or 966-8747. So again, that's my number is 452. Of course, you'd have to put 876 before these. All of these, put 876, 452-0718. And then the school's number is 876-966-8010. And the other one is 876-966-8747. So these are numbers that you can contact me at. We have much need for these areas, especially the areas to address the late and absence. We are students will have financial needs. We really want to see how we can assist. So if persons could contribute towards those areas, we have a welfare area that we use to help some of these students, but we don't have enough. So if we can get assistance for the welfare, and the welfare, we also take clothing, we also books, exercise books, things like those, uniform and things like those, shoes, right, anything that we can assist the vulnerable with, we can also. Now, the school, we have a major thrust towards developing the sport area. And the sport area, in that area, we have a lot of need. One of the first needs we have right now is to purchase a container. If we could get a 40-foot container, that would be good. Now, one of the good things about that, it is that it is getting nearer. We have two sets of past student groups, the group of 1988 and the group of 1989, both has donated 150,000. So we have 300,000. If we could get a makeup to help us to get that container, I hear that there are over 500,000 for the 40-foot container. We need that to assist the sporting area, for them to have for storage and things like those. So we have a lot of area, and with thrust, there's a lot of thrust. There are students who are interested in cricket, but we don't have the gears. So if there are anybody there interested in getting some cricket gears for us, then we would appreciate them. Also, weightlifting equipment. If anybody have like any second hand one, or you know, they want to purchase one, we will need some weightlifting equipment, things like those. Because we are
all
developing.
Right. Mr. Christie, let me just recap some of the needs that you have
yes.
spoken about here. You said you need cricket gears and you want also a 40-foot container. So you need help in purchasing
yes.
that. There's also the welfare department. You also
yes.
need a industrial stove and a generator.
Oh,
and we are confident that and you have given out your number. Let me just say, repeat these numbers. Anybody who want to call up, anybody want to connect to Mr. Christie or connect to Kelly Chai, you want to be a donor to this school. The school is going places. The number, Mr. Christie, number is 876-452-0718. Or you can call the school directly at 876-966-8010 or 876-966-8747. So that's the Kellett High School. They are 50 years, a school that was started in 1970, just as a junior secondary school, the first one to be in Northern Clarendon. And now it is Kellett High School, my Lord. I hope one day it will be Kellett University or Kellett Community College. What do you think, Mr. Christie? Tell us some more about Kellett High School.
Yeah. We're working hard on it. Kellett High School is such a wonderful school. One of the good things about Kellett High School is that we cater to all kind of persons. So the ministry, you might have heard the ministry talking about the pathway. So we have students of Pathway 1. Pathway 1 is a normal high school experience, moving right up to do CAPE. Then we have Pathway 2 students. Those are students who need a little assistance and they will function. And then we have the Pathway 3 students. Now those ones need a lot of help. And so what we have done as a school, we have designed what we call some residential classes. We call them residential classes because these classes adopt near the primary school, where primary school have one teacher right throughout. So they will have a main teacher who will teach them literacy, but then they will have other areas
that will come in, physical education and other skill areas of teachers who will come in to teach them those areas. But then they have a main teacher staying at the class. That's why we call it a residential. Now, those residential classes, these are where we assist the pathway three students to, because some of them come at very low reading levels, and so we have to assist them. Now, the thing with this year, for the first time this year, Kelly's High School is, I could say, fully an inclusive school. We now have a visually impaired teacher and a visually impaired student. We had a visit from the School for the Blind. They came and they donated an equipment. I think it was on loan, a Braille machine, to the student. And they are assisting that student. They assist us. They tell us how we can help them to learn and to function. And it is really something good for Kelly's High School. We're glad to be an inclusive school, a school that last year, I think 2 years ago, we had a student that is hearing impaired. And we also had one that is physically handicapped. And we have had these students. We are functioning with them. And this year, we're really glad to be having not only a visually impaired student, but also a visually impaired teacher. So those are improvements for the school. You know that the school now, since 2015, it has a sixth form program. And that sixth form program is doing very well. We have seen it grown, and it's now doing very well. So, as Kelly's, we have a lot of challenges, but there's a lot of things going on here for us to be proud.
Yes, as you mentioned about the visually impaired teacher,
yeah.
I think it's extraordinary because hardly any school has seen that, and you also said you have a visually impaired student, and you're
right.
Saying, you know, the Jamaica School for the Deaf, they have gotten on board and they are now supporting the school with Braille. How, explain about that program.
Okay, so what they have done, they came alerting us as to the presence of this student, and because that student was a student there at the School of Hope, the Salvation Army, right? So they actually came to see how he was settling in. And the second day that he reached, they came in. They brought there's a machine that, you know, he types on, and it prints the Braille. So that Braille machine, they brought it to him, so he can take notes on it. One of the good things is that because we had a visually impaired teacher, then he was able to assist us and tell us some of the programs, because we have put aside a computer in the computer room. The lab tech, as lab technician, he has uploaded a program that can help this young man, the visually impaired teacher, explain about it, and the persons from the School of Hope, they have explained about it and how we can use it and how he can use it to get assistance. I think what you need now, I informed the arm of ministry, the arm of ministry that deals with that is a special education unit, Mr. Blake. I asked Mr. Blake if he could help us to get a laptop for the young man, because that would help him with a lot of the work that he'll be doing. And also, we're going to help to get for him a recorder. Because if he records the program, then he can just replay it, listen, and take his notes in Braille and all that. So a recorder...
But what I'm saying, though, Mr. Christie, when this student has gone up to, say, fifth form, what will he end up doing? Is there an exam or will it be is there an aspect of CSEC or any other examination type that he will be allowed to do to know that he's certified?
Yes, man. What happened, you see, when he reaches fourth form, which is grade 10, then we would have written CXC to inform CXC that, look, next year, this young man is coming. And so CXC now would put things in place for us to organize a scriber, because that young man, he can tell them the answer, tell the scriber the answer, and the scriber will just write. So he wouldn't have to do any writing. He just talk, and a person scribe it for him. Right, so all he would need is a scriber. And he will
Mr. Christie, so you are saying that through Kellett, they can help people who are visually impaired to be certified.
Yes, definitely. So this is a new frontier for us at Kellett High School, and we are really happy to have them on board with us. We are really happy for that.
Right, and I just, and Mr. Christie, we are getting texts from all over. I just get one that says, a teacher is saying she always encourages students at my school to ensure that when they are choosing school, let Kellett High be their first choice, because the institution has improved immensely and is really going places. That is music to our ears. Let me elaborate some more on that, Mr. Christie.
Yes, it is really improving immensely, right? So
even teachers who are not a part of Kellett High School, they are now encouraging their student to say, listen, let this school be your first choice, because I mean, Kellett has come a long way. Years ago, it was not so. Tell us about the changes.
Well, there has been a lot of changes. First, structurally, Kellett was on an extension. Now we do a straight day. So the students will come in the morning and leave in the afternoon. So there has been a lot of changes. We have two vice principals, one concentrating the area of academics and the other one concentrating the area of behavior management and other student services. So we have those structured so that you will have a person focusing on academics. And I must mention our teachers. They are very hardworking. It has been years we have been working to work on the choices. These new courses we are doing. We are now doing physics, and doing very well at physics. I mean, when I saw last year, we had 100% pass. I'm saying physics, this is a subject that most persons, would run away from. Our greatest challenge was with the economics and Spanish, because our Spanish teacher, we lost her. Well, not last year. She has. We were not able to replace her. She was on leave, and it really gave us a beating there. But away from that, economics was a new subject that we started. Economics is kind of the physics for the business world. That one it baffled us a bit, but the other areas did so well: chemistry, biology. And I think this is the thing, because over the last 3 years, we now have physics, chemistry, and biology. Those subjects were not part of Kellett High School say 4 years ago, but it is now there. We have chemistry, we have physics, we have biology. You can do those. We brought back geography this last year, and not even just at the CSEC level, but at the CAPE level. And the students did very well at the CAPE level. They did very well at that level. This year, we'll have the CSEC group that started. They will sit this year. So they are doing very good. Very proud. The other subject that gives us a challenge is the ADMAT, especially the Unit 1. The Unit 1, that one is a challenge. But we continue to work. We see where improvements are coming, and we're doing very well. So these subject areas that we were able to start, and for the skill areas, because we were always concerned about our Pathway 3 students who are the slow ones, and it is always a challenge for us to find courses that they can do. We actually partnered with HEART to start welding course, and that we did last year. We were happy this year when City and Guilds actually approached us. They chose us specifically as a school, and they offered to us courses, masonry, welding, and building, all of those courses. Now, the good thing about these courses is that these courses are going to be a lot of portfolio. So the students will not have a sit-down exam per se. They will make things, and they will post the pictures and so forth in their portfolio. They'll be assessed along the way, so they won't have the shock of a one-off exam. But it will be a development. So at the end of it, these students will be certified. And this has been one of the things we have been always looking. We know CVQ does that too. But the approach with the City and Guilds is very good now. And I'm looking forward to working with them in this area. So we are doing very well in that area. We continue to look forward to it. Now, let me just mention this. I could not go without mentioning that last year we came ninth in the entire Caribbean for the Cape Agriculture, ninth in ranking. And then we placed 10th, we ranked 10th in Jamaica for Home Economic Management. So Kelly's High School fell in those rankings, and I'm telling you, it is a good feeling. We continue to do very well in these areas.
We have some issue of the school here. It says it was the first principal of the Kelly's High School was Mr. Dinnell, and then
yes.
After Mr. Dinnell, we have people like Miss Winifred McDonald.
Yes.
And then Miss Taylor, and then Mr. Douglas,
Taylor.
They acted. And then Mistress Edwards, and then you took up from there.
Right.
Tell us
yes.
about your journey from you started to where you are now, Mr. Christie.
Now, the journey has been a very rough one. And I know we have seen the fruits. Just coming to Kelly's High School, coming from Glenmere High School, it's like a totally different culture. I came and immediately there were some changes that just had to be made immediately. One of the things when I came, I saw it was an extended day, but it was such a messy thing. Children were always on the street. Any hours of the day you go, children were on the street walking up and down. And I said, no, we can't have this extended day. So I did some rearrangement, and the school was able to come off the extended day by September 2013. I went there April 2013, and by September 2013 we came off the extension. And so that restructuring, the vice principals were like, there were no defined roles for the vice principals. So one will come early, they would meet somewhere in the middle, and another one will leave later when the school, because of the extension. So we had an arrangement like that. Now, because we collapse into a straight day, we would need that kind of arrangement. So a more structured arrangement was to make one vice principal in charge of academic, and the other one will do the student services, discipline, and all that. So you doing that structure, it has changed a lot, and collapsing the classes. Some of the rooms, because there were some rooms, I remember there was a business room. Now, the thing about business room is that we used to use a lot of typewriters. Back in the day, typewriter was it. But somewhere along the way, I think it was somewhere in 2003, 2004, typewriters were replaced with computers. So instead of a typewriting room, which we used to have once upon a time, we wouldn't need that. So a computer lab is what the students use. So that room was able to be transferred into a classroom. So I went and made a lot of readjustments to the classroom structures and the form teachers arrangement and so forth. So structuring, doing a lot of changes, and make sure we're getting out the job descriptions so that we can clearly define persons' roles. It has made a significant impact on the organization of the school. The journey has been one that is, it has been very difficult, because when I came, a lot of teachers were at the age when they were leaving. Now, one of the things is that I didn't have the privilege of getting an history from a Passover principal. One of the vice principal was acting when I came. And so I have not gotten that kind of history from the past principals. So I had to be going, asking persons, getting information and so forth to try and put the pieces together. But it has been a challenge, and we continue to work on that, you know. The board too. The board is one that we could work with. The board is one that we can work with. And the board is a hard-working board, very supportive of the school. So that really gives us assistance. It really helps when you have a supportive board. So those are some of the things. We have had some challenges here and there, but for the most part, we continue to do well, and we continue to get the support. We have a great community support, but I know we can get greater support from the community. When I saw how we got the bus, I know that we have a lot of goodwill out there. We just need to see how we can extract that from the community.
So what are some of the futuristic plans that you have? What are some of the goals that you have in mind? Your short-term goals, your medium-term goals, and your long-term goals for Kellett High School.
Okay. Now, the short-term goals, right now, we are grappling to instantly put a dent in the levels of absence and late among students. So So we are trying to see how best we can help such ones to deal with some of the financial challenges and support that they have, and whatever way else, social assistance and help that we can give them. So so this is a short term. That's one we want to deal with now, because then we can help more students if we can get them to be at school. Then they will actually benefit from what the programs that we have in place to assist them. For the medium term, we continue to look to develop the sports program. We want Kelly is a sports school. One of the things that we do well at is sports. So we are putting a lot of effort into the sport arrangement right now to get it off. Right now we're in a building stage, but I know we're going to see the payoff in the medium to long term. In the long term, our medium to long term, we're looking at getting a complex, an auditorium complex, where we can have functions, a complex that will be also a sport complex for meetings, sports, and functions. That will be beneficial not only to the school, but also to the community. So that is one thing that we are looking at to really get in that area. We have a lot of targets that we're working on. Our students do very well in a lot of the subject areas. But mathematics and English, we're fighting with those. And the challenges are there. Last year, we had 69% pass in English. This year, it went back to 50. And so we continue to see these challenges. Mathematics, 50. This year, it was 40. Of course, we know that the changes of the exams had a lot to do with it. The type of questions coming and so forth. So we have to go prepare the students differently and help them to cope better. Right now, this weekend we're having a camp, a maths camp. We're trying to see if we can assist. So on our school improvement, one of the targets we have and one of the strategies really is to set up these maths camps. To help the students then get up to par with maths and English. We continue to struggle with the maths and English, but the other areas, they do very well in those areas. So I think this is very good. I remember coming to Kelly's. It was like about 4 students who did maths, and the percentage overall was like 34%. And then now, today, it has gone up to 70 students. And the overall percentage is 40. Well, for this year, last year it was higher. So we're seeing great improvement where much more students are benefiting from what the struggles that we have at Kelly's High School. But we're seeing the pain now coming up. No.
Yes, as we continue to celebrate this 50th anniversary of this great institution, Kelly's High School, this is a Clarendon connection. And I'm speaking with the principal, the man who has done a great deal since he came to Kelly's in 2013. And if we should run down some of the achievements, he said, physics had 100% pass. In agriculture, there were 9 in the Caribbean and 10 in home economics. They now have in a maths camp. mathematics has experienced a 40% increase this year. So we see where Kelly's is on the improve. Again, I must give you the number if you want to contact Mr. Christie. The principal for Kelly's Eyes number is 876-452-0718. Or you can contact the school directly at 876-966-8010. So that's 966-8010 or 876-966-8747. Contact the Kelly's Eyes School, contact Mr. Christie. Whatever donation you can offer, remember, they need a retaining wall that's going to cost $400,000. They need an industrial stove to cook the children meals for the kitchen. They need a generator. They have a welfare thing going on for the students. They also need a 40-foot container. They need cricket gears. Whatever area you can support the Kelly's Eyes School, I'm sure school and the community will be forever grateful, because the Kelly's High School has come a long way from 1970, 50 years, and growing strong. Mr. Christie will have the last word, and then we sign off from the Clarendon Connection for this evening.
Yes. So, again, just to restate, tomorrow we will have our stakeholders award ceremony, where we'll be awarding contributors from the community, and we are looking forward to that one. We're looking at persons who are contributing from various sectors, and when we look at public services and all that, and the churches. So all the support. We want to recognize these persons and let these persons know that we are grateful for the contribution that they have made to this wonderful institution. So we continue to look forward to that event tomorrow at 1 at the school. And then we have our homecoming, which we're looking forward to in December. And it will culminate in Mr. Personality and Miss Kelly's pageant. So these are some of the things we have planned in the short term. So we want to let persons know that you can contact the school, you can pass by the school and see some of the wonderful things that we are doing. And you can plan to come during the week of December the 9th to the 13th. That we are really having our showcasing the school for that week. So we are telling persons, Kelly's High School, 50 years and growing strong.
Yes, Mr. Chrissy, even now the texts are still coming in. One person said, I went to Clarendon College and had to resort to attending Kelly to do my CXC subjects, and was able to apply to Teachers College, and that person is now teaching, and so you see Kelly's is still,
wow,
it's been a big benefit and a blessing to a,
yes,
lot of people, even some,
yes,
who you don't know.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, you know, it's
and we are confident, Mr. Christie, that Kelly's,
yes,
High School will continue to excel.
It will. It will. Because one of the most important things, it has the teachers. And these teachers, they know how to deal with the students. They are very patient. As you talk about that, I remember a student went to one of these high schools and came back for sixth form. And I'm saying, then why you get such a wonderful opportunity and you come back here at Kelly's? And she said, no, man. Here at Kelly's, the teachers explain and they work with you, so you understand and you benefit. So we are getting the stories, we are getting them, and we are happy to know that, you know, we can contribute this way to the development of the nation's children.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for being on the Clarendon Connection, and we look forward to this event Tomorrow we will be awarding stakeholders for their support to the Kellett High School. And we will continue to support it in as many ways as we can. This is Dr. Cameron signing out for the Clarendon Connection. I want to thank Mr. Textel Christie, principal for the Kellett High School. We're going to be back next week on the Clarendon Connection. God bless you.
Okay, thanks. We? Yeah. You got him?
He's at the gym. I'm waiting really at him.
You know what I'm not, Ben? Somebody was knocking the door.
I wonder
what he's saying.
I don't know.
And I thought it was Tamar.
I think it's honest, it's Trevor.
Somebody was knocking.
How many is the dog back? You heard the
they're
dog
from the wrong
here,
so.
It don't matter. They wouldn't stay on if people come in the yard. They wouldn't do that. And that's the dog. And I actually know when somebody comes to the gate, they're going to hear. Hello, Mommy. You came on my house? Huh? You came around my house? Somebody around your house now? Oh, is the mute, is the TV on? Oh, alright. Tech said somebody was knocking, that's wrong, somebody was knocking the door.